Hey, this is John.
Yeah.
Hey, what up, John? This is Joey. I was just looking at your account. It looks like, hey, they just reached out to me. They said that I guess you were looking to cancel and you requested for me to call you right around this time. I apologize.
Yeah.
I was actually on a call, so I try to get you as soon as I could. But what's going on? What's up?
Oh yeah, as I was saying that I had to talk it over with my bookkeeper here and see what the finances are, and we're just not ready to do this right now.
Gotcha. Okay. So obviously, I do understand that it went through, right? I know we already got started on getting everything up and running. Do you feel like if we do refund you, like your business is it gonna change? Like, are you guys good with the amount of work that you're getting? Do you not feel like within 30 days we can't help you make up that $249?
Hi, Joey. This is John's bookkeeper. My name is Cindy. It's nice to meet you. We just want a refund.
I heard a lot about you, Cindy. So
I heard about you too.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, we're happy to give you the refund. I already told you earlier, we could refund absolutely no problem at all. I'm not really going to fight you guys to save it. It's going to be completely up to you. I just always want to double check just to make sure you guys are doing the right thing. Like, there's a difference between, hey, I can't afford the $249, or you feel like we're not going to be able to make up the $249, at least within the 30 days with the amount of work that we're bringing you. So is there any other reason as to why you guys might be canceling? Is there anything that we might be able to help or do?
Not at this time. From what John said, you guys are a spectacular company and you have a lot to offer, and it is something we'd like to move forward. But we're just not ready right now. We don't have our content ready for the website. I love the fact you guys could put it together within a week, but that would depend on us. So there are different things that have to be organized. And right now, John has to focus on running the business. I'm working on running the financial end. And we have just hit a slump with work that we don't want to spend anything more. I understand your justification, like, what can we do? We want that. We do.
Yeah, right. It sounds
more work coming in the future. But can we partner with you in the future? Can we keep in touch with you for that?
You most definitely can. I do, and I did enjoy our conversations that we had, especially with John on Friday. So absolutely, you guys can call me literally whenever you want. The problem would be, and the only problem would be, as soon as you guys cancel a refund, the category opens back up. So we just get a new list. We call throughout your area. So one of the machine shops in your area, if they decide to go with it, and let's say they do keep us, if they keep us for 5 years, we literally can't work with you guys. There are other options that we can do if that happens. So, you guys can stay in contact with me. I can go over different options with you. If this package is not available, which typically does close out pretty quickly, like, for instance, there were some callbacks that I had to do. I let them know, hey, the position's taken. We'll put you back on the list. So we just call them back, right? So that's why I just wanted to double check just to make sure that you guys are making that best decision for your business. Because if you are in a slump, I'm not going to beat a dead horse. Sounds like you guys want a refund. I'm already messaging them right now. But if it's the work that you're doing, do you mean like to get you guys approved through Google? Because the website's the website. I mean, I can let the team know just to get it up and running for you guys, and we can make it pretty standard. And then that way you guys don't have to really stress too much about the website. I mean, the website's really not the one that's going to bring you all the business. It's your Google listing and the Facebook advertisements. I think we're doing Facebook for you guys too, right?
If they look at our current website,
they're
not going to get their business. Our website looks like it was created in 1982.
Oh, your website is not good. I agree. 100%.
Yeah. So
but what I'm saying is that our
part of our business, and we understand that, and we love that you guys are exclusive to, one business per industry. And hopefully, but you know what? We're just going to take our chance because, there's a lot going on here, and God's been shining on this business. So if it's not your company that can take care of us, I'm sure the right one will come along.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's 50 other, there's thousands and thousands of SEO companies. I think there's only 50 premier companies in the area or in the country. We're one of them. So at our level, not too many, but yeah, you're right. There are millions of SEO companies. I'm sure they could try to do, you know, what we were offering you guys. I was just simply explaining, like, your website is not very good. Our generic website that we would have up and running for you, even if we didn't get anything from you guys, would be a million times better than the one that you guys currently have right now. That's all that I was trying to say, is that you guys, if that's what the hiccup is, you know, I can let your account manager know, the people that's designing your site, just to design a professional site so that people can at least have somewhere to look, land on, see everything. And then whenever you guys have some personal pictures, whenever you guys do have some content, whether that's now or later, you literally just have to send it to us. We do all your edits and updates for you guys for free, which is not very common, that most companies with websites would do that.
Is
that's
it really
all
for
that,
free
that's all
if we're paying you $249?
Yes, it is, and I'll explain to you why. I've been in this industry for 10 years. I worked for GoDaddy. I work for Network Solutions. I work for a variety of other website companies, and I will tell you that whenever you build a website or you have somebody design a website for you, they are not going to include website edits, changes, and updates for free. Normally, you would have to pay a technician to do that. You'll pay them to build it, but once it's built, you're normally going to have to do some maintenance. It's like a car. You buy a brand new car, but it doesn't mean the oil change comes for free. It doesn't mean the tires don't get automatically rotated. You go to a technician to do that.
Yeah.
So with us,
we can edit the website ourselves, Joey.
Exactly.
We appreciate everything you've done. Thank you so much for arranging that refund. So when do you think that will take effect?
I'm already put it in. So I would say give it a couple of days, and then you should see it back in your account then, okay? It's up to the bank. We refund
awesome.
Today. So it's going to be up to your bank for it to go through then, okay?
Appreciate that. And I've taken down this number. Is this your cell phone? Is this how we can reach you?
It's not a cell phone, but is the number, the 652-3321, is that a good phone number for you guys?
Yes.
Okay. I can send you a text message, and then I have my contact info. I should have already sent it, but I'll send it again just in case and get you guys squared away. So that's no problem. That's no problem at all. And would you guys, even if we lowered the price a little bit for you to guys maybe help you guys out, would that still not be enough to maybe help you guys out financially if that was possible?
Let me guess, is the lower price limited time?
No, it wouldn't be limited. I can double check to see what they might offer, to see how low we can actually get it if you don't mind. It's going to be, like I said, I don't want to force you, and I know it probably sounds like I am trying to like keep you guys. It's just, you know, whenever I hear a
Joey,
business that says,
you're really good at your job.
Well, thank
you're
you.
You're really good at your job.
I appreciate that. If it's okay with you, I will promise you, I will refund your money. I told you guys that in the beginning. That's no problem at all. If you don't mind, I'm going to check just to see. I'll let you guys go. I'll send you a text message. I'll give you a number to see if that's going to work. I'll let you guys know what's included. Unless you want to stay on the phone, it probably take me like 2 minutes, if that's okay. But I don't want to keep you on the phone if you guys have something to do. You know what I mean?
You're going to text this anyways. Why don't you put the information in the text? That'd be great.
Perfect. I'm going to do that right now. Let me send
you
one text with my contact info just to make sure you got it.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, this is John. This is John's phone. And
okay.
And, so we'll
and that's our main headquarter number, and then that's my direct extension. So if you call, you would just type in when they ask. You just type in the extension, and that gets you literally directly to my phone, you know, if you guys ever want to call me. If I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail.
Sure. Yeah, we can do that.
All right, perfect. All right, you guys are all set. I'll send you a text message once I get an update. I'll get you a final number just to see if we can help you guys out. Like I said, I would love to do that. If that doesn't work, then we will process your refund 100%.
If that doesn't work, I mean, we have to put this on hold. We're not ready.
Okay,
it's,
no problem.
No, we'll, if.
Okay, got it.
Yeah,
no big deal.
We're not ready right now.
Okay, then I won't send you a final price here. You guys have yourself a great rest of your day. Take care, okay?
Thanks.
No problem.